are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Welcome, Serious Growthers and Silverbackers. Okay, so here's the deal. My goal, my stated goal, you know, I keep talking to you guys about a stated goal. My stated goal on this program is to give you some real information that's not necessarily talked about. And hopefully that's good information enough to where you can use it, take it and use it and see what I'm talking about. Because everything that I talk about on this show, I've done it myself. I won't have it any other way. Doesn't make sense to me. I think it's, look, if I can't give you information that I know is going to work every single time, as long as you follow it to the letter, I don't feel good about the information I'm trying to give. And for those of you that have been around a long time, you know that the information that I give a lot of times is counterintuitive, counterpopular. But I can assure you, I can base it on as much science and principle that you need. But I always think that firsthand experience is the best way. You learn it in a whole different way when you experience it yourself, okay? So let's go ahead and talk about, if you're that person, I know that I've talked about this on the Silverback Live show that we do on Thursdays at 10 o'clock. I hope you guys will come on and join us a little bit. But if you're that person who wants to efficiently, the operating key operating word here is efficiently, increase muscle endurance quickly, put on muscle quickly, or lose weight quickly. You must understand that you have to put yourself into fight or flight. I know that most of you know what that is, but I'll tell you anyway, because I like to hear my voice. It is putting yourself in your physiology, mind and body, in a spot where your body perceives a threat. It's under a threat. It is a temporary stress. And when it's done in a certain way, it's not dangerous. But in those three scenarios, the implementation of how you need to take your body there applies to, it doesn't matter if you want to put on muscle or endurance or losing body weight. You do the same, it's the same methodology. So I'll explain it to you. It's a 6-week strategy. In the first 2 weeks, that's the key right there. The first 2 weeks, what has to be done is that you have to severely restrict training and caloric intake. I mean severely. Now, some people could actually, you know, not if I tell you the exact amount that you need to do, some people obviously will respond in a much different way than others. But I can just tell you this, if you want more information, you can always reach out to me. I want to keep it a little bit non-specific, but you'll get the idea. In the first 2 weeks, look, these 2 weeks are so important because it sets off the results that you're going to get long-term. If you vary even a little bit in those first 2 weeks, like you're not following the diet like you should, or you're not following your training like you should, it screws the whole thing up. That doesn't mean that you won't get results, but what I'm talking about is exact results. I'm hell-bent on, when I tell you something, I already know what kind of results you're going to get. I'm this genius, I'm smarter than anybody else. It's just I've done it a lot to myself and to other people. But mainly myself. when I tend to restrict some, you know, your program, your diet and training in this case, 2 weeks, and you follow to the letter, now I know what's going to happen when we change the focus. I want to be, repeat myself again. You have to put yourself in fight or flight. You have to create a scenario where your body thinks it's under severe threat. And to some degree, it is. But what happens when you do that to yourself temporarily, then all of the internal built-in systems that you have, which operates your physiology, your metabolism, your autonomic nervous system, all of a sudden, it heightens your senses. The real benefit of that is that for those of you who have a sluggish metabolism, age does that to you. Having a horrifying diet will do that to you.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you Big Beyond Belief in the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
It will wake you up. It will wake up your metabolism and your physiology like it was when you were in your 20s. I guarantee you that. I don't give a damn what kind of stuff you've got going on. It's going to wake, even if you have a thyroid condition. Now, obviously, if your thyroid is functioning like it should, that's the best scenario. But even if you have an underperforming thyroid, because a lot of us do, it's still going to wake that up. It heightens all your senses. Now, once that happens, and even for those people that, and we all know that when you're trying to lose those last 5 pounds, bodybuilders, to get shredded, your body balks all the time. You know, it's trying to protect you right there, because just that ultra weight loss that you do when you try to take off body fat, your body perceives that as a threat. And that's the reason why your body will shed and sacrifice muscle in those in your weight loss program. And it will do this in the 2 weeks that I'm talking about. The difference is if you do something for long term where you're constantly putting your body in more than temporary stress, that you're going to shed a lot more lean weight that way. Because that's your natural way of your body saying, look, we'd rather sacrifice muscle weight than body fat. That's for starvation purposes. And that's what the message that you're sending to your body. So you do it for 2 weeks. Know that in those 2 weeks, you're going to lose a certain amount of lean weight. But here's the good news. And I know this for a fact. After you do the 2 weeks where you've shocked your system, that'll create a rebounding effect. Because now in the next 4 weeks of this 6-week program, this is when we start. In serious growth, you probably heard the term hyper-accelerating the physiology. When you start doing that, here's what happens. Here's what your physiology does. First of all, it doesn't know when you're going to send it back into that 2 weeks of restrictive training and restrictive calories. So what's going to happen is, see, we change the focus a little bit after 2 weeks. Now we're going to start increasing your training volume and your caloric volume in such a way that your body can adapt to the now volume that we are creating. And again, this applies to both training and to nutrition. See, so the stated goal now for the next 4 weeks is not to put yourself anymore into that ultra shock. We start increasing caloric intake. We start increasing training. Your body, what it'll start doing is it'll start hoarding calories when you start increasing caloric intake. It'll start adapting to the training that you're doing in a whole different way. The bottom line is this. Over those next 4 weeks, by increasing your calories in a certain way, that you don't overwhelm the body. In other words, let's talk about the calorie part of it. If I increase your calories too fast, your physiology will be overwhelmed. It won't be able to take all those calories that we're putting into your body and use them efficiently as energy. In other words, you don't want your body to store fat. And I got news for you. When you start putting more calories in, and your body will not put body fat on first. The muscle that it sacrificed in those first 2 weeks, that's the first thing that it's going to bring back. I guarantee you that. You will not put on body fat. Now, at some point when you get your calories so high, which is not in the first 4 weeks, those first 4 weeks we're slowly building, we're rebuilding your metabolism now. So there's a couple things that we're doing. We're rebuilding your physiology to where it creates more heat. More heat creates more efficiency. And that applies to training as well as your diet. That's what we're doing along the way in a certain way. So your physiology is not overwhelmed. At some point, what's going to happen to you, it's happened to me at my age at 67. Because I do this very same shit that I'm talking to you guys about. I guarantee you that. I know what you're feeling and how you're thinking. And this whole 6 weeks is all about counterintuitive. So be ready for that. You got to trust the process. And so many people don't. And that's the reason why I say, before you come on any kind of a program like this, you have to really, as best as you can, have a mindset that never gives up. And you got to be willing to follow and trust the process. The long game, when you get into that metabolism rebuilding, training rebuilding, to teach your body to take in more efficiently, to get it take in more protein, because it doesn't know if it's going to go back where it doesn't have that again for 2 weeks like we just did. Training the same way. All of a sudden, your body is becoming now more efficient. The long game is this, what I'm trying to get to, is that you're going to be able to train with a lot more endurance, and you'll be able to train for muscle in a completely different way. It's going to come back on quick. I can tell you that you can put on muscle 20% faster if you follow this strategy that I'm talking about. It will happen. It has to happen because that's the way your physiology works. And here's the thing. Not only do we do this 6 weeks that I'm talking about early on in this process, it goes beyond 6 weeks. You have to take your body and put it into fight or flight. And serious growth, we talked about that as hyperacceleration, hyperadaptation. This is what this means. I'm saying it in a different way. But you have to constantly do this to your system to keep getting ongoing results. This will expand your full athletic potential if you do this in a way. But beware, this is a long-ass process. You're going to get some immediate results. There's no doubt about that. But you have to be willing to tolerate. I just talked to one of my clients, my online clients, and I told him, I said, you have to tolerate that there's certain times, especially when we're pulling you back and restricting you, that you're not going to look like the way you look. But it's temporarily. Everything is temporarily, guys, gals. You're not going to like the way you look. You have to tolerate that. You keep setting yourself up for the next level of progress and results that you'll get. So you can see that in the first 6 weeks that I'm talking about, it's only the beginning. This strategy is based on long-term, but it's based on short-term results, but it's actually built for the long game. But we have to keep taking ourselves every so many weeks back into that hyper acceleration phase and purposely putting yourself in fight or flight. Can you handle that? Because there's going to be times you don't necessarily feel good. I've had some people, especially those first 2 weeks, are lightheaded a little bit. Yeah, it could happen. That's the process. If anyone's, if people out there are not telling you about what this process looks like and feels like, then they're sugarcoating it for you. Who the fuck needs that? You need somebody to come out here and talk to you straight and not be afraid of being counterpopular. That's happened in my career, in our my partner's career, since we started this. What you think you should be doing is not what you should be doing. It's like upside down. It's the opposite of what you think. It's to some people, it's irrational. It's dangerous. You shouldn't do that. Well, obviously, those people that are saying that have not done this themselves to the degree that they can say this with absolute certainty. If you need some more information on what I'm talking about, I'm happy to go into great detail and in depth. You can reach out to me, direct message me on my Instagram, and we can talk about this stuff. You know, one of the things I was very fortunate about and I learned in Bulgaria in, you know, like 19, whenever I went there, is that they were very adamant about passing and being open about passing information forward. I don't think enough of that's being done these days. I don't. And I think some of the problem is that you got people out there that really don't understand things to the nth degree. Some of us do. That's where I'm coming from. I still want to pass this information forward. I want to talk about things that we don't normally talk about. Again, if you want more information, reach out to me. I'm happy to get back to you. I can help you with your training. It seems like most people actually have more problems with their nutrition. And believe it or not, that nutrition part of it can actually be easier than you think. You'll always have to sacrifice, but we can set you up on something that it can become a lifestyle. I don't know about you, but I like living the bodybuilding lifestyle. And for those of you who think that it's too restrictive, well, then you really don't understand how to set up a program that can be set up to where you get unbelievable and remarkable results. And it can be a part of your lifestyle. I'm not giving up, especially now that I'm not competing. Look, when you compete, it's temporary and you have to be a little more strict for sure. But you can create something that is so close to that, and it can be easier than you think. It's not as difficult as you think, and yet you're going to work your ass off. All right, I'm going to keep it short today. And I hope you guys will reach out with some questions. I mean, I really come to the Silverback lives that we do. Those lives that we do are always posted. If you can't make it to the live event itself, they're always posted on Facebook, so it never goes away. I'm happy to tell you that since we started that, we're getting people coming on and we're starting to talk to each other. We need more of that. You'll be surprised how just doing stuff like that, well, you'll turn on to something that's maybe a little trick that works really good for you. I mean, look, if you're going to be in the gym and you're going to be doing your nutrition, why not do it in the most efficient way? Till next time, Serious Growthers, get serious growth, Silverbackers. Let's do this.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.